Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We have another solo show.
Yep.
We're excited about this.
Yep. It is nice to, it's nice when we just solve, get back to the beginning, the roots.
Yes.
You and I hung out, we talked about the idea.
Yeah.
That was not that long ago. And here we are.
Without further ado.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hey, welcome to, we're here to help America's number one podcast. Don't look it up. Can we get your name? Your age and where you're calling from.
Yeah.
Hi.
For sure. Lauren. I'm 21.
Last name. Louis.
First last
let's,
name let's, in the history
let's
of the
not
show.
Do our, let's cut your last name.
You know what? We're gonna beep the
for
last
show
name.
Show liability, Lauren.
But by the way, Lauren.
Guys, listen. I've been through it. I tried calling your number and it took me to an emergency line 3 times.
Well, this is. A lot of people don't know that this is an emergency
line. Wait, is that true, Lauren?
It's true, I swear.
So yeah. What happened? You went to an emergency line? Walk us through that.
I called them 2 times. First time, they said hello. Didn't sound like a familiar face, so I hung up.
Okay.
Tried again, and I said, I'm looking for a podcast, and they said, this is
it's an emergency.
Wait, hold on, again. I want to hear what she says. Go ahead.
That's it. Yeah, they said, this is a, I don't know, something emergency line.
And then what happened?
And then I emailed, and I said, help. And then I tried again, and it worked.
Interesting.
Quite a run you've been on there.
And so you decided to say your last name. Why?
It's an emergency.
Well,
it's
I don't know. Emergency. I feel like I'm being interrogated. Yeah.
Well, Lauren, the bar is set high for this
Agreed.
Call to be
Great
an emergency.
Great
so, Lauren, what is your age again and where are you calling from?
21 years old.
Okay, 21. I'm from St. Louis.
St. Louis.
Is that
Hell
Missouri?
Of an arch. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Missouri, buddy.
Well, there's
I'll
two. There's
there.
Also a St. Louis.
It's dog shit. We only talk about the one. We like St. Louis, Missouri.
Lauren, please tell me which one are
please
you from?
Please be Missouri.
What is which other one?
Saint exactly. Louis, what? That's the attitude.
St. Louis.
Obispo?
Is there only one?
No, I think there's one.
No, I knew that.
There
too.
Might be a second.
I think there might be a
you
second.
You drive through this country enough, you'll
You're
be
gonna
like,
see
oh,
another
wow,
St.
They got
Louis.
A, there's a second Chicago.
St. Louis, Maine.
Yeah, sure. Nobody look it
don't
up.
Don't look it up.
The key to this show.
Don't look it up.
Don't look it up.
By the way, that part of okay. your catchphrase I'll take for this show.
Thank you.
It could just be, don't look it up. And I'll tell you, number one podcast.
What's the note?
Don't look it up. I like that as a shirt.
Uh-huh.
All of our advice,
oh.
all of our facts.
Okay.
Don't look it up.
Jake, I like it being re... yes, yes.
We're here to help.
Don't look it up. Don't look it up.
Lauren, what's the problem?
Yeah.
Lauren from the main St. Louis, because there are two others. Don't look it up.
There's like 15 don't look it up.
There's a lot of them. What can we do for you? What's going on?
All right. Listen. So, like That's, I said, I'm wow. 21. I'm
I like
an intern.
Yeah. An intern?
I'm at a radio station. Whoa. Yep.
I interned at SNL, not to brag. Don't look it up.
Is that right?
Look it up. I did, though.
Look it up?
Look it up.
You did?
Yeah, when I was 21.
I'll be doing that.
Yeah,
when you were 21, so before Jake Johnson was Jake Johnson.
Stop it.
Before
the Garf was the Garf.
No, but Garf's still Garf.
So's Jake. Jake and Garf are sadly still Jake and Garf. This isn't about us.
No, it's not. It's about you, Lauren.
You're
in the main
intern.
St. Louis.
We're not the interns.
Intern at a radio station. You can say the call letters if you like. Uh-huh. If not, keep going.
Dude, I'll say them.
Where does it?
Well, if I know them.
Wow.
90.7.
90.7?
Doesn't matter.
Playing the hits.
90.7, it doesn't matter. Just playing the hits.
90.
Drive time traffic 9 to 11.
90.7.
Kirby
don't
and the
look it up.
Peach tree in the morning. Don't look it up.
Lauren, what the hell's happening? You're letting us derail everything. We're ruining the call.
Okay. So it was like week into the job. It's a very good environment here. They're passing around. Happy birthday cards are the only ones I've seen passed around. So I get this beautiful, colorful card at my desk while I'm working.
Aww.
And I am very deep in work on my Adderall. And so I write, have a great day, exclamation point, happy birthday, smiley face. Turns out I get a message later on. The woman sent a photo of her crying. Thank you so much. I would fight a bear for you all. So I asked my editor, what was that card that got passed around earlier? This woman's sister died.
Oh, Lauren. Oh,
shit. Lauren.
Lauren.
Happy.
You wrote, so a woman's sister died and you wrote, Have a great day.
Smiley face. Just all these ones. Condolences, Teresa.
Yeah.
All right, sorry. Have a great day.
So, Lauren, walk us through it. So you say, have a great day. What happens after that?
Well, so I don't know if you're familiar with Slack. It's like a
messaging
corporate app that everyone
are you
talk to each other on.
Huh. What corporate are you fucking messaging with?
Hey, listen, I'm a gigger. You know me. I'm lily padded. I'm from job to job. I'm in there.
You weird.
Yeah, Slack.
You're a man of mystery.
You know I'm a stranger. First of all, so are you.
Agreed.
And you know if you
if I wish I was on Slack.
Yeah, Jake's gonna download Slack, but Jake needs to. We could do one here. We're coworkers. This is as close as it gets.
Yeah,
for us.
Yeah. That's true.
Okay, so on Slack,
we could also create a website on Squarespace.
Okay. Yeah. We. Oh God, we love them.
You can also get rid of all these unneeded ads on fucking Rocket Money.
Hey, well, hold on a second, Jake. Now you're taking a bite of my pie.
Hold on. I'm getting a cough. I should contact Sock Doc.
There we go. Good job.
All right. I'm sorry, Lauren.
Okay. So, all right.
Doc.
So keep going.
Sock Doc.
So you're slacking it up.
So it's a photo of this woman crying. Yeah. The message says, I would fight a bear for you all. Thank you so much. I've been crying all week, basically. Thank you. The woman works on a different floor than me. I haven't had any interactions with her, but it's just the fact that the card physically got passed around and everyone else in the office must have seen that message. It's really damaging.
Yes.
But her response was her way of saying thank you after the passing
thanks
of her sister.
To everyone.
Was, I would fight a bear for you all.
Yeah. She feels so supported that she would go into the woods.
I don't think you're in a bad zone.
Okay.
It's Lauren, your problem is that you feel like people are like, hey, you're a fucking funeral psycho. Like you see that
or
someone
just like really stupid. Like what's wrong with this stupid intern?
So yeah, I get that.
So I do too. So what is the it's an interesting setup. I wouldn't kill yourself too hard over this when she did respond with fight a bear, but what is the question?
The question is, should I ask her about it? Should I confront her? She's cool. Listen, she has pink hair.
Ooh.
Cool. She might
she would
in
fight
for it.
By the way, I love that. She's cool. She has pink hair.
You don't
she's
understand.
Cool.
Right.
She's got pink hair. She's fighting
cool.
bears. She's a different floor.
Yeah. She's cool. So the question is what? What should you do now?
The question is, should I talk to her? Should I clear my name? Do I need to clear my name? What's my next step?
Easy.
I think I'm going to lean towards what you're going
so
with.
So when you say clear your name, Lauren, what are you pitching? What would you do?
I'm probably going to go for a jokey pitch, you know.
Let's hear it.
Say, maybe at the next happy hour, I'll say, guys, you know, I don't know, that sympathy card that got passed around a couple weeks ago, I actually wrote happy birthday on it. Do you guys think I should go to a psychiatrist? And, you know, hopefully they'll laugh.
Hold on. I don't hate it. I was setting you up to
either.
Fail.
I just forgot about the happy birthday.
Yeah.
this sympathy card, it does add a layer of total disconnect.
Yes.
That.
Lauren, what else would you pitch here?
Happy birthday. Have a great day.
Because one thing is you go at happy hour, you're pitching to bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
What else are you thinking? Mm-hmm. What's cooking in between those ears of yours? Because I think you got gold in between those ears.
Okay. Thank you. That's great to hear.
Don't look it up.
So it's a very, like there's cubicles all around me. I'm thinking the next time one's passed around, maybe I can say, you guys, oh, here, I'll do this. do you guys read the other messages that people write?
You would write that in the note card.
No.
But hold on, that's a funny thing to write.
Is anyone reading this?
Yeah, you're creating a thing where you're sending messages to your coworkers in the card.
Help, Lauren.
Yeah, I'm a little bit embarrassed about my last one for whoever's reading this. Lauren.
Still underwater from my last one.
Well, what were you going to say? What were you thinking?
Next time it's passed around, I'll say to the guy next to me, do you read what the other people say? But the guy next to me is like 50. I just don't know if I've got an approach.
Does he have pink hair? Is he cool? Go ahead, Garth.
So, no, he's not even pink hair.
So he's not cool.
And leave him be. Jesus Christ.
And he's so old.
What has he got?
He's 50.
Brown?
Yeah.
Gray? Yeah. Gross. I have a bit with my niece and nephew where every year for their birthdays, I buy a card from the wrong section.
That's fun.
Like, so it'll be like, on your anniversary. And then I'll cross out and go, happy birthday. Fun. And then inside the card, I'll go, there was a mix-up. I don't know what happened. Anyway, happy birthday. So I've been doing that their whole lives. It might be funny for you. I like your happy hour
Me
thing.
Too.
And you could pair that with now, because of that, you have a card bit, which is whatever the occasion is, you write the wrong thing in there. And so if it's like, let's say it's like it is a congratulations in there, you could write, so sorry for your loss, Lauren.
Yeah.
You know,
agreed.
You could keep that bit going. And I think
we like
with
to
the
refer
context,
to this as ABW.
Go.
Always be wrong.
Uh-huh. Always be wrong. Yes. Yes. And that paired with your happy hour context.
Yeah, it's fun.
Could be interesting.
So right now, Lauren, you got bring it up at a happy hour so everybody can playfully tease you. If you listen to this show, you know a big part of what we like to do comedically is mess with each other and our guests and the callers. So what? And the only way you can be somebody who messes with people is if you allow yourself to be the one who get messed with. You can't just give it not take it.
Yep.
So you're saying, Lauren, I'm going to be the butt of the jokes on this one, and I like it.
Okay, yes. Yeah, good.
One of my favorite types of people, and one of the things I like the most is when, if you care about somebody, you know how to tease them, right?
Yep.
And
yes.
So what you're saying is, hey guys, I screwed up. You guys can tease me.
Yep.
Now, it will create an environment of fun, so you could do the one. Two, Garf's ABW, always be wrong, is also fun, right? So what are you thinking, Lauren? What do you want to do here?
Well, I am always up for creating an environment of fun, but I just am worried that I'm overstepping. I mean, I'm just a stupid little intern. I don't even think they want me to have a personality, but I could lean in, you know?
Oh, Lauren, we both know you don't believe that. You even said that in a sing-songy way. You're like, oh, I'm just a stupid little intern with cool pink hair.
I think the other thing...
What color's your hair, Lauren? I'm sorry.
It's brown.
Get it pink.
Boring brown.
Get it pink.
Be cool. Go.
What are we doing? Just so you know, personality is probably helpful, like, to getting hired for, if it's not this job, another job. I think it's okay to have a little running bit.
Of course it is.
I think it's okay. I don't think somebody's going to see that and be like, what an asshole.
Yeah. Well,
And if they're an asshole.
And also,
their hair's probably brown.
Yeah. Well, Lauren's hair is brown.
Yeah, right.
Well, but so, you know, Lauren, she's changing it. That's part of the advice, too.
So here's where we're coming at. You bring it up at the bar, you have a cocktail, you let it rip, you see what happens. You'll feel the vibe very, if all of a sudden the vibe from the table is very clearly, she's just a little intern, then let it go.
Yep.
When I was just a little intern at SNL, I didn't make any jokes.
No.
You want to know why? Nobody wanted them from me. I did have a moment, really quick intern story.
Yeah.
I used to wear a white t-shirt and like a mesh kind of hat like that. It was right around the era of Johnny Knoxville Jackass started.
Yep.
But I did not have cable.
Okay.
And it was pre-internet, so I didn't know who they were talking about. I didn't know what Jackass was. I was bringing coffee and like scripts to the great Tina Fey, Jimmy Fallon. It was his first year of hosting the Weekend Update.
Wow.
And they said like, hey, cute little intern boy with no pink hair, you nerd with brown hair, bring this to that room. So I was like, Tina Fey, Jimmy Fallon, and a few writers. And I was very excited. And my thought was I was going to walk in and they were going to go like, hey, you, I can tell you're going to be a big star in this game. Want to do bits with us and write? And I was going to be like, who, me? That's my dream. And I was thinking like, it could happen. I get my bits ready, right? Be ready. I'm going to go in the big room with the big players. And I was nervous, but geeking myself up, and I walked in and Fallon goes, "Hey, jackass." And they all laughed. And I thought he meant like, "Hey, dumb jackass, you're a jackass." And I went like, it threw me so bad that I went like, walked in, put the things down, left, kept it to myself for a while. Didn't even tell my buddies who I was interns with, like real good, like actual friends.
Real pain.
Didn't tell anybody.
Real pain.
Then later, and I'm talking weeks later, maybe even months, I saw something about Jackass and I was like, Jackass? And I looked at how Knoxville was dressed and I was like, oh, I look just like him.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, good bit.
So now you're like, I've got a comeback.
Yeah, I was like, remember when I used to intern?
Yeah, but I won't jump into a pool of eels.
Yes.
What?
So I'm going for the bring it up, have fun at the bar, always be wrong, or pink hair. Those are our three. What are you going to do, Lauren?
Well, I'm going to hopefully go for bar first, but my concern here is what if the next card that's passed around is sympathy? I'm going to be really careful and thoughtful. But I mean, what if her brother died or
you
something?
You can't do sympathy bit. That's the off limits to this.
Which is?
Well, you can't like for if there's another sympathy, you can't.
Yeah, be the person who writes
happy birthday, have a great day.
I agree.
Again.
Don't double down on the next passing.
Your bit can be done for the revelry.
Yeah, you know
but
what? I'm 100% going in to bring it up at the bar around friendly people and let them tease you a little bit.
I agree.
Lauren?
Own it. Yep. Okay.
We appreciate you, and as always, playing the hits on 90.7 in St. Louis, Missouri.
90.7 St. Louis, Missouri. Don't look it up in the mornings.
We're willing to fight a bear for you. Next up, Leonard Skinnerd.
Thank you, Lauren.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Good to see you guys. Have a good one.
Good one. Bye. This podcast is sponsored by Squarespace.
Oh, yes, Jake. You know it. I mean, we love Jake. We love him. I mean, come on. Listen, whether you're just starting out, you're managing a growing brand, whatever it is, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with the audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place on your terms. So
what we did with Squarespace was, and I know we've talked about it, but we had Caitlin, our social media director, build one for Kevin. Was it the curlers?
Or no,
suits
no, no.
and wigs.
No,
suits
yeah.
and wigs.
Yeah.
So, and then Kevin, you had to help, and you said it was probably the easiest website you've ever built.
It was super smooth. Caitlin did a lot of the heavy lifting, but like a half an hour later, she was like, all right, I'm done. I was like, wow, that was fast.
What is the name of the website we built for that?
suitsandwigs.squarespace.com. It's so funny. You can still RSVP if you're in LA to this party.
That's
so
happened.
So everybody check that out. That is a website that we have built. And then head to squarespace.com/GillSentMe to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain using the code GillSentMe.
That's right.
This episode is brought to you by a company that we both use a lot.
Yes.
And that is DoorDash. Yes.
DoorDash. Very helpful.
It's a lifesaver.
It is.
It's a lifesaver at home.
Yeah, with kids, I'm sure. I'm my own kid.
I'm a big
But hotel DoorDash. Life, a DoorDash comes in very handy.
Hotel life DoorDash has changed because you don't have to order from downstairs.
No.
And you don't have to leave the room.
No.
When I realized you could do it in a hotel and get it in the lobby.
Yes. Yeah, way better.
Significant change.
Yes.
So DoorDash is something we are very excited about, and we have a Mother's Day special with DoorDash. So get all your Mother's Day's gifts in one place. Get 50% off on your next order, up to $15 when you spend $15 or more on your next flower, convenience, grocery, or retail order now with the code Gil sent me. So if you're going to do it, which you're going to do it, you got to get your mom something. Use DoorDash and use this code. Gil sent me. all money goes to Gilly Bean, and
that's
he
right,
needs.
Jake.
Hey, there he
hey,
is.
Hey, that's right. Sorry about that, everyone. I've been going to be Gil Buchanan, ones and twos, 68 and Balmy. I will be sending Rita, my lovely mother, 94 years old, wow, a bunch of flowers from DoorDash.
And what's the code you're going to use?
Well, you're going to use Gil sent me, because God bless you, I did. Gil sent me.
So remember, 50% off if you use the code Gil sent me to buy your mother flowers, some sort of convenience or grocery or retail now. You can also use DoorDash for any meal. That is DoorDash.com/
Gil sent me.
Terms apply.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's your first name, please?
You're on the show, by the way, Jake.
My name's Hannah.
I am.
You said Hannah?
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah,
Hannah.
Hannah.
Hi, Hannah. My name is Jake.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing? Hey,
good, how are you?
Good. Hey, Hannah, where do you live? Not like your address.
Yeah,
like
Jesus
just
Christ.
Like a, maybe just the city and state.
I'm living in New York.
The city?
The city.
You know, I used to live in New York City. My mother lived up in Troy, right near Albany. You ever been?
Yeah, I've got some family in Albany. I don't know if I've been to Troy. Is that what you said?
Yeah, Troy's right. It's a neighbor to it. It's the disgusting neighbor to Albany. I feel like this is going well. You want to take over, Gareth?
You know, Hannah, it's called the Big Apple because of all the great apples. Can we get your age roughly?
I'm 27.
27.
Oh, you're just a kid.
In New York City, 27. Come on.
Are you living the Carrie Bradshaw dream?
Yeah. Are you ever spinning in Times Square alone with shopping bags in your hands?
Okay. What is your problem today?
So, I'm getting married in June.
Congratulations.
And I found this app. Okay. I found this app that is kind of like a sports betting app, but for things that go on in the wedding.
Oh, this is fun.
Oh, wow.
Let's give a plug. What is that plug? Because I want to use that app.
It's called Betting on the Wedding.
Oh, my God. Is that the funniest idea ever? Okay.
That is
I know.
Great.
I just saw this on like an Instagram reel a couple weeks ago, and I can't stop thinking about how cool.
I say this. I used to work weddings. I was a caterer at weddings, so I've worked over 300 weddings.
It's crazy.
Yeah. They're all the same.
Oh, wow.
I was on a show called The Real Wedding Crashers. It tanked.
Yeah, well, you also beat me for that job.
Well, you didn't miss anything.
While I was literally
I think career-wise, it worked out a little better for
you. No, I think we're both doing great, Garf. I'm not making a joke.
No, I know.
Are you unhappy with where you are?
Not very happy. Very lucky.
You should be. You're very successful.
Yo, stop it. Hannah.
I wouldn't wear that vest, but you're very successful.
All right, Hannah. So keep going. Where's the problem? Everything sounds great.
Yeah, no, I just need help coming up with some ideas for things that happen at weddings.
Okay. All right,
that
Hannah, let me just tell you something, and I don't want to put too big of a spotlight on my man here, rule book, but this, considering Jake's experience in weddings, and Jake has what I would call a savant skill as far as coming up with bets. The amount of times that Jake will text me bets or ideas for things that I'm like, how did his head even get here? So I think we're the right people to call.
So just
this.
So Hannah, to
it
be clear, to,
like it.
To be clear to us and the audience, and correct me when I'm wrong, but there's an app called Betting on Weddings, and you can bet on
betting
things
on
that,
the wedding.
Betting on the wedding, and you could bet on things that are going to happen. And you're wondering for your wedding.
Mm-hmm.
What can you bet on, or what do you expect to have happen, or what are good, clear bets? Just so I'm 100% sure what we're doing. Okay. And so you're thinking of betting on your own wedding?
I want to have things that the guests can bet on.
So you set up what you think the things will be in the app for the guests, correct?
Correct.
Now I get it.
Like
okay.
An over-under.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so the first thing, the over-under for sure.
Absolutely.
Is the bridesmaid's, her speech, she cries.
Yep.
Okay.
So who is going to make your speech?
So I have two sisters that are like co-matrons of honor.
So the sister's speech, when they get up there, within the first minute and a half, the first bet is do one of your sisters cries or gets choked up in their speech. Of the 300 weddings I worked, I would say 80% of the speeches for the brides, at one point they said, and when I met Sarah, I just love you. I love you, girl. And then the woman, the bride has to go like, off mic,
I love you too.
Right? It's always the same. Mm-hmm. There's always the aw sentiment in the air. So the first one is crying during her speech. The second one is a medium funny speech from the guy that the audience acts as if it's really funny. Because it's the whole idea of like, you know, but it's this whole world right now of like, on Instagram, it's like, she thinks he's cheating. What are the boys doing? It's not funny stuff. It's like this idea of boys will be boys and they're such legends. The guy gets up there.
Right.
His fucking confidence of being funny is shocking compared to the stuff that comes out of his mouth. And his response is as if Chappelle's making that, doing that speech. So a medium funny speech from him that gets a laugh within 30 seconds. And that laugh is bigger than anything any female has done for the whole day.
I love it. I think great. I've got a, I'm going to run you through a litany of ones that I just wrote down. Okay.
Okay.
How about, let's set an over under on, your vow time. Vows, I would guess, what would you say vows are approximately with your experience? I would guess they're about 45 seconds to a
yes.
minute.
Well, I would say mostly the females is a little bit longer. I would say the female vows are anywhere between a minute and a half.
So
and
why
over under for hers so would be a minute and a half.
Why don't we set yours at 90 seconds? And then I think you could also add on to that, maybe a parlay that you get teared up.
Yeah.
Or that, it's, that you or the groom well up during the vows.
The bride keeps it more together than the groom in this moment.
Great.
But what I will say during your vows, the over under could be if there's an audible aw from the audience. Because the female vows, when they say something of as soft as, you are my person, some aunt, mom, sister at a really pedestrian line goes, or when you even at 27 go, I didn't know if I would ever find anyone.
I think for that one.
You'll find one later.
I think for that one.
68?
Make sure to be clear that it is... like parents of the bride and groom do an audible awe because otherwise people could bet on that and then influence awing themselves. Also, how about the kiss when it's time to kiss the bride? Does the mouth open at all?
Yeah.
I think a bet on is there any mouth opening or is it more of just a peck? Okay. Also, does someone dip someone? Something like that?
Or it's also... during that kiss, this is an if it goes longer than 2 seconds, do people cheer?
Yes. Good.
Because people love to, when that kiss gets a little bit heated, to go like, yeah. Woo!
Or that could be a two. Does does a man over 200 pounds shout? Yeah.
Let's make it cleaner. A man over 185.
All right. A man over a buck 85 shouts yeah or woo during the kiss.
When the couple does their first dance, is it one of those really dorky planned ones?
Oh, yeah.
Where they go like, please welcome to the stage for the first time, Mr. and Mrs. blah, blah, blah. And you guys come out to like the Bulls music.
Yeah, right.
Where it's like, boom. Where you're like, what the fuck? Then on that first song where it starts off as like, you know, Joe Cocker's like, you are so beautiful. Then the record scratches and it goes like, jump around.
Yeah.
And you two geeks are doing choreographed jump around.
What's so great about this too, Hannah, is that you're in charge of whether or not these things happen. So the fact that you're setting some of these things up, you can kind of Easter egg it a little bit.
Yeah.
Like that should totally be one. But is there a twist during the first dance?
Yes, but I would see if this app does it. But some of them, rather than creating over-unders because you are controlling it and so are the people, is I wonder if the app does a thing and it's based off betting. Like in certain casinos, how many people bet on one thing changes the odds a little bit. Anyhow,
that's interesting.
That's for the app.
Okay.
That's for the app.
Here's some more, which we're definitely going to be working with after this call.
I'll wear a shirt right now.
I've already got one on under the vest.
But betting on the wedding? How about betting on the anything?
Yes. Oh, God. It really, our wheels are turning. How about, does the rose girl or the rose child, do they make it all the way down without assistance from an adult?
Great.
A lot of times it seems like they get out there and all the preparation has sort of faded.
You can make it also simple. Does the flower girl It's not Rose Girl.
Stop.
Does the
single? I've never been married.
Does the flower girl get distracted?
Yes. Is there a yes?
Or right. Is it singularly focused?
Yes.
Now the other one. Who's marrying you? Is it a priest? Is it a rabbi? Is it a random?
I was gonna say her fiance. You idiot.
A priest.
We'll it's
be
a what?
Right back.
Cut that.
A priest. Yeah.
A priest.
A priest. Okay.
Does the priest get a laugh?
Oh, good.
Because good. Some of them squeeze laughs one. And some don't. Does the priest get a laugh is important. Now, here's another one for the food. Is it buffet style or is it served?
Oh, are you asking me? It's yeah. served.
He's not
so
asking
it's,
me.
So it's the cater, the people you sit down at the table and it comes to you, correct?
Chicken or fish.
Yes,
correct. So what are going to be your options? Do you know? Is it going to be one thing or are you going to give people an option?
I think we're giving people options ahead. Oh,
so then the odds are what is the most popular?
Oh,
because
great.
We used to do buffet style and part of the fun of working there because we would do two a night was I'd find a worker and we would do over unders on what tray was emptied first.
Great.
So if they had steak and I had chicken, I would go like with this gross kind of brown sauce, I think you're going to win. And they would go steak's not as healthy. And then you would watch and one tray would empty and people would come back.
That's great.
So betting on what is the hit of dinner.
Yep. The most served dish.
Yes.
Yep. Great. Love that. During the ceremony, does a kid cry? Does a kid like scream and start having a little conniption, something like that? Another one.
Yeah.
Someone blacks out. Someone gets so drunk
but
that
I'm
they black
go,
out.
I'm going to go even earlier on that because how could you tell?
Well, someone is far. Someone is embarrassingly intoxicated.
So let's go. Okay. I would say yes to embarrassingly intoxicated, but I'm going to even go before that. I'm going to go on the dance floor before or after midnight. You set a time. Does one of the guys take off his tie and put it around his head like a headband?
Gee, it really is.
Because there's always the
one.
Legend
it
who unbuttons their shirt
one.
Too far and then does that. And that is like the crazy guy in your group of friends. Like, oh, my God, would you look at Chad literally dancing with my grandma?
It's great.
Right?
Great.
And so will that happen? And if so, how soon? Because that has a lot to do with how much Chad drinks. Two, another thing on the dance floor is will a woman wear a man's sports jacket who is not her boyfriend? Here's why I say because that's the beginning of part of these weddings. There's the moment, and I've seen 300 of them. And if it's the animal kingdom, which let's be honest, we're always watching each other like it's a fucking chimp tribe, is I would go, now all the singles are looking to fuck. The marrieds are gone. They're slowing down. The couples who have a kid are like, oh my God, this is the first time we've had a date. They're slow dancing. It's annoying everybody.
Yep.
Right? Then you've got the older people start to fade. Does one of the grandparents dance and everybody laughs?
Yep.
Because there's a moment when like grandma or grandpa dances to Drake and everybody cracks up like it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's not amazing.
No.
It happens at 80% of weddings.
Okay.
But then there's a moment where things start to fade and the singles, aka the vampires, come out to suck some blood.
I've been there.
And one of the moves...
It's time for cleanup.
It's time for cleanup for both genders.
Yes.
And one of the moves that the women will throw out to say, I'm looking, is they will put a man's sports jacket on the dance floor after dancing. And even if it's not that guy she wants, she's letting people know, I'm okay to wear your button down tomorrow morning when I get my morning
may
coffee.
May as well be a varsity letter jacket.
Exactly right. So one of that is, will a woman wear a man's sports jacket who she is not with post dancing while she gets a drink or like smokes a cigarette outside?
To that one, how about members of the bridal and groom party or some version of that hook up?
Yes. So I'm going to say this. We've given you a lot.
Wait, let me run you through a couple
more. Yeah.
Okay. Who catches the bouquet?
Yes.
Will at the cake cutting there be a face smush? Will someone smush cake into the other one's face?
Great.
Can't even read that one. Got real excited.
Will somebody show up in like a new vest because we're on YouTube now?
But also a podcast, so that question might be lost on a lot of people.
It doesn't add up. Okay, so Hannah, That last one doesn't make sense. That was actually more for this, and that would be 100% once Gareth sees our Stavi episode got 20,000 views, so then he went to JCPenney and got a whole new outfit.
JCPenney is closed. So is Kohl's. That would be your other
Kohl's.
One.
We literally had Kohl's. One YouTube video that does well the next day. Gareth
Hannah,
goes
what
shopping.
Do you think of those? Hannah, what do you think of those ideas? By the way, I'm going to start wearing suits. If we get the 50,000 views per...
So if one of them,
I'm going to dress like the Monopoly man.
Everybody, we're going to make a little claim. If one of our YouTube videos gets to 50,000, which eventually it will, it's
I
all
think some are close.
But
yeah.
if one, the first one that gets to it, the next episode while we record, Gareth will do this entire day in a full suit.
Yeah, or I'll wear that outfit. That'll be the only outfit I wear. That'll be like my podcast outfit, whichever one gets the 50K.
Okay, so now, Hannah, we've given you a lot of options. We can send this recording to you so you can look back at it.
Uh-huh.
Where do you think you're at? Have we helped? Are you going to use any of these? Out of hearing these, which ones do you think that you liked?
Yeah, I'm loving these. I love the crying kid idea. I've got a lot of nieces and nephews, so I think that's a good one.
That's a home run.
The sports jacket, not one I would have thought of. That's a good one.
Sports jacket, okay.
Oh, yeah. I think they were all really good. There were a lot of good ones in there.
Okay, what about a hookup? We're just going to go over some big, easy ones. Just
hookup from the bridal groom party.
You like something like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you like... of them are married to each other. It's like my siblings and in-laws.
Okay.
And it's got to be strangers hookup.
So yeah, I agree. You don't a couple hooking up doesn't
count. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, and it won't happen.
So do you want the element? Let's go over the big basics so we get big wins. Who catches the bouquet?
Yeah, that's a great one.
That one matters, right? So who catches it? Let's lock that one in. I think Gareth, does the flower girl get distracted is a lot of fun because everybody can be watching this little kid and that little kid will not know about this betting app. And when she starts to turn to see like her dad,
by the way,
people go like, no!
If I'm there, I bet on it and I sit at the aisle and I start jingling keys.
How are you doing, sweetie? I think that's a really fun one. And I think the do one of the sisters cry is a fun one.
Yep.
Yeah,
I also think which does better, chicken, fish, something like that.
Okay, so, yeah, that's fun.
Hannah, have we helped here today?
Oh, you've helped a lot.
Well, then goddamn, the call's over. No, good luck at your wedding, Hannah. We wish you all the best.
We're throwing rice.
Bye.
We're throwing rice.
We're throwing rice. Bye.
And for birds. This episode is brought to you by Greenlight.
That's right, Jake. When you're a parent, as you are, you'll know you'll have your fair share of big talks with your kids. I've offered to do a number of those with your kids. You've always rejected them. One of those big talks should involve money, and Greenlight can help with that. So Greenlight is a debit card and a money app made for families. You can send your kids instant money, transfer, get real-time notifications, spending, all that. It's a way to customize your family's needs and connect them with the allowance to reward your kids for a job done well.
This actually just happened. My daughter lost another tooth.
Oh boy.
And wanted a raise.
What?
She said, I think I should get a little bit more for this tooth. And I go, you're asking for a raise? And she goes, I think so. And I go, no, you don't get a raise for losing a tooth. But it made me think of, I want to go back to this idea of you have jobs, the jobs lead to this money.
Yes.
And so I like Greenlight.
She's such a, that is your daughter. Yeah, I mean, 100% being able to be like, I deserve a raise. So yes, so this is a great way to sort of build the financial literacy of your children. Millions of parents and kids use Greenlight and learn how to make it responsible financial choice. So should we bring in Gil or whatever? Yeah, we don't need him. Okay, so stop putting off the money talk and start putting your kids on the right path. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/Gil sent me. Boy, that's going to hurt him. That's greenlight.com/Gil sent me.
Hold on. Greenlight bring him out.
Well, you think just because you're using the promo code, I got to come out? That's not how this works, Jake. Am I in or am I out?
You're in, baby.
Sign up for the Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/Gil sent me. That's right, Gil. GIL. Don't forget about me. I don't live in the basement. That's greenlight.com/Gil sent me to try Greenlight for free. Greenlight.com/Gil sent me. We haven't started recording yet. You look good.
Do you like this?
What are you doing? Is this from a sponsor?
Is it? This is, yeah.
How did you get clothes?
It's called Dewar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Dewar sent me some really nice pants, a nice shirt.
And I...
Oh, look, check this out.
Why? Well, Kevin, explain it to me.
Well, let's stand up and see our fits. So, Dewar sent this to me. I'm choosing to wear this because it's comfortable. Look at the pants.
I was texting, asking for when am I getting my clothes? Our question. Jake.
We have a package of your clothes. Go try them on.
What?
We got you clothes too. No, go change to the bathroom.
No.
But this is going to be a before and after. Come here, Gar.
This is crazy.
So, Dora, thank
is
you.
Is there even a podcast? Is that why we have to get here early? Is there even another podcast?
We're done for the day. So they sent me these clothes. I curated your look.
What?
So this happened.
This is ridiculous.
This happened earlier when we were making more jokes of being dressed the same. It took a little bit of time. Ladies and gentlemen, you're about to see you Garfy girls. Get ready for
Jake,
the
don't
new
do that.
Garfy.
Okay, as we are waiting for Gareth, a.k.a. Garth, which is a nickname he loves, to come back with his change, and we're going to get to see what he looks like in it, which I think is fun. And let me tell you a little bit about Dewar. Dewar makes stretch performance denim and lifestyle apparel for men and for ladies. I'm wearing it. It is very comfortable. I will be wearing it to probably all my press and this show quite a bit. Upgrade your wardrobe and order your own pair of Dewar jeans today. Check out Dewar's flagship stores in LA or Denver, or shop online at shopdewar.com/Gil sent me. That is shopdewar, DEWER.com/Gil sent me. And our listeners get 20% off site-wide. So don't wait. Get 20% off. Go now to shopdewar, DEWER.com/Gil sent me. And I'm going to be honest. These are very comfortable clothes, and I hope this is a sponsor for a while. And keep sending these pants. We'll keep wearing them.
Hey everyone, producer Kevin here. This next follow-up is from episode 19, titled The T-Shirt in the Pool Club. It is the second caller in that episode, and it's from October 19th, 2023. So if you'd like to check that out before listening to this follow-up, go for it. Thank you.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, welcome back to We're Here to Help for probably your second call. We know it's a follow-up. But that's all we know. We don't know who you are or what you called about the first time. So why don't you do that, and then you can update us.
Okay. My name is Jamie, and I have the husband that has the interesting morning routine of stretching naked.
We think about
yes.
you. We know
talk
who you
about
are.
You a lot.
We've talked about you in, like, interviews on other shows.
And we've used this as an example a lot on calls.
And it's how I wake up.
Yeah, so Jamie, you started living with your husband, and when you did, he does a morning routine where he takes off all his clothes and he stretches by the bed, and you're seeing things that you don't want to see.
Yes.
Yes, exactly.
And your question was, what do I do now? We talked about maybe putting a little, like, barrier up. This was
divorce.
The beginning, I think, of Fire with Fire. I don't think we pitched divorce, which was you stretch in front of him.
Yep. Show him.
You show him what he's showing you. And so walk us through what you did and where you're at and what our final advice was and all the good stuff.
Okay. Well, it kind of backfired. So I took the advice. I was going to throw underwear at him. And
oh, yeah. That's right.
That kind of clued him in. But I ended up letting him listen to the episode in hopes that he'd be like, oh, man, like, that is weird. But it actually turned out that he was like, these guys think it's fine, and they think your dad's weird because he wears a t-shirt in the pool.
I forgot about dad.
Dad, listen.
I forgot about dad
listen.
In the pool. And he's like, you come from a family of weirdos. I'm the only normal one.
Yes.
By the way, when he listens to this too, to your husband, what's up, man? You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Jake.
Whatever I say to Jamie now is a lie. I'm with you. Keep stretching that weird butt in front of her.
Oh <my God.
laughs> Let them balls hang.
We need a butt t-shirt.
All right, so keep going, Jamie.
Okay.
Well, I was going to say, I actually have my husband here with me.
Oh, my Lord. Ooh, sir, hello.
To defend himself.
Please, wow. Have him hop on.
But before I pass it over, I wanted to make sure you guys are still on my side, right?
I am definitely on your side, yes.
I got to tell you, Jamie, I go which way the wind blows.
I'm on your side.
Okay.
Okay, I'm passing it over. His name is Jordan. Here he is.
Jordan. Right.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up, Jordan?
Jordan?
First of all, congrats.
So, So, man, I feel like I am, you know, I'm a working man. I got an 8 to 5. I learned a long time ago, you know, in order for me to get a workout in, to run or to lift, whatever it is, I got to do it in the morning, because when I get home from work, I'm not going to want to do it. And so,
respect.
Like, I feel like I'm being efficient. You know what I mean? After I get done with my workout, I take off my clothes, go shower, and as I'm getting out, brushing my teeth, doing my thing, you know, I'm being efficient. I'm taking advantage of my time, two birds with one stone. And I feel like if Elon Musk would do something like this, he's a genius, you know. But for me to do it, you know, being efficient, I feel like I'm weird. I'm crazy. What's going on, right? I just don't get it. I feel like if anything, she should be thanking me, right? Like, I'm rocking a dad bod right now, and I'm you know, a dad bod is, you know, one half step away.
Are you even on your side?
Keep going, Jordan. You're on fire. You're on fire. So yeah, she should be thanking you for stretching. Keep going.
Yeah, I feel like I'm one half step away from t-shirt at a pool, right? And so, like, right. I'm trying
to
do my
Jordan,
job.
Jordan, you're fighting for your fucking sex appeal for her.
Exactly. Right.
You're trying to keep it high and tight for her.
Exactly.
You're stretching those fucking hammies so that she can go, damn, and you can go, my body is your toy, my dear.
Oh God.
Exactly.
Put it back in the
box.
This pyramid
is for you to climb.
No. Wrong. Yes. Jordan, let me ask you this, Jordan. Because I fully support the idea that you're trying to be efficient.
And you got to do it in the morning. I agree with that.
Understandable. What's the resistance to putting a little bit of fabric just over the area, the zone?
Jordan,
the
he's
naughty
got a point.
Zone.
Why not wear underpants?
But we're talking about 8
yeah, hold on.
Seconds.
Gareth, you're totally right. Jordan.
8 seconds.
Everything you said about Elon Musk, the efficiency, all true. Throw some underpants on, no?
But, man, like, so I'm in this routine. I'm 34 years old. I've been doing this for however long. My body is trained. I can do it without thinking. Get out of the shower, start brushing my teeth, and instantly start doing it. I could easily.
Sure.
I could walk, you know, all the other side of the bedroom to the closet and do that. But, man, that's just going to throw off my entire day.
And, by the way, I'm with you again now. The efficiency.
Jesus, Jake, you are running wind sprints over this call.
The efficiency.
No,
he's 34
Jake,
years old.
He's
His body's for her.
He has time. I'm going to tell you.
If Elon Musk did it, he's a genius.
He's putting chips in monkey heads. This is what I would say. Why not two pitches and then a rationale?
Okay.
Let's keep the towel on after the shower if you're worried about wasting this 20 seconds that it takes to walk across a room. I feel like you probably don't live in Buckingham Palace. It's probably easy to go find where your clothes are. Or why not keep the towel on? Or why not bring a pair of boxers in the bathroom and have them folded somewhere where you can just put them on after and you can do your stretches? And here's why. Number one, marriage about compromise. Someone has shot off a flare in this household and has asked for a little bit of help. And number two, for your own benefit, you want to preserve the magic. You want her to get excited when she sees your schlong. Mm. You want her to be excited when the clothes come off. There's something about, I'm not saying that you should feel inhibited, but there's something to the idea of we're only showing at the car after a washing and a waxing in a good way. And that makes her want to drive the automobile a little
Gareth
bit more.
Gareth is saying you're a hot, sexy hunk. Put on a little burlesque show in the morning with this. Am I wrong, Gareth? Okay?
No, I think, look, we've got the dad bod. We know everyone loves it, but let's not show the dad schlong. Let's keep that under wraps a little bit.
Jordan, what's our rebuttal to what Gareth says? Because whatever you say, I'm probably going to jump on the train.
100%. So Jake's going to get dizzy.
How are we fighting this one?
I mean, I think, like, that's not a bad idea to take the underwear and, you know, into the bathroom on the front end. But so, like you dry yourself off with a towel, right? But, like, how dry are you completely? You know what
dry.
I mean? Like,
I dry. Feel
like I don't know if, like there's still a little bit of dampness that needs
how about
some
this?
Time.
How about this? Here's what I'm going to pitch. You get out of the shower. You dry yourself with the towel, which, again, when we're talking about routines, that's a big part of it.
You're forgetting about efficiency, Gareth.
No, I'm not. I'm going to continue. Okay. Brush your teeth, right? Then when your teeth are brushed, you should have dried off. Put on those underwear.
I think you're forgetting he works from 8 to 5 and he's been doing this for a long time.
Remember that. Don't try to out-blue collar me. Just why not have a pair of underpants that are for our post-shower, our stretch, and then after you've got those on, we can then move into the day pair. So we're talking about a cumulative 45-second addition of time, which I think for your lovely wife, whom you care about, who you love to get naked with,
so that she enjoys
this all a little bit more. 45 seconds of time with a underwear swap? Nothing like that. I'm not asking you to be Lady Gaga. You just got a pair of underwear for the stretching, and then you got a pair of underwear for the workday, which we respect. We respect our working class.
Jordan, our rebuttal, please, sir.
Oh, gosh. I mean, that's just taking away. That's adding. So 45 seconds, you multiply that by 7.
Jordan,
right?
Jordan, wait, hold on,
Gareth. Let us do our rebuttal.
I mean, the amount of time that he's spending on this call, we could have had 15 underwear ads.
Jordan, what's our rebuttal to that? You're talking about 45 seconds times 30 years. There's a life that's been lost in putting on fake underpants.
Stop it.
It's just like we're just throwing time down the drain if we're adding some of those things. I don't know.
I think you love your wife too much to waste all that time.
Exactly.
It's insane. Exactly.
Because that's time that could be spent holding each other's hands, having a bottle of white wine together on some picnic. But instead, she's not going to want to go on that picnic because
she's seen the inside of your sphincter. Jordan, for the love of God, I think we're just talking about there are certain spots that are only meant for the doctors. And you can't be walking around, peeling backstage curtains to a show that she wants to watch when she's ready to watch it. I think, again, and I'm going to say it for the last time, I think the move here, you could even make it cutesy and you could get a pair of specialty underwear made that on the back said, my stretch pants, darling. And you just put those on for the post-shower stretch while you're drying, while things, again, I think you're a grown man. I could even send you a video on how to dry yourself, but that'll be on OnlyFans. But I just think add that little time and it preserves the med. You're talking about a lifelong marriage. You want to get as much out of this show as you possibly can. So I think this a little goes a long way here.
So Jordan, what do you think about a pair of funny underwear for her? A message on the butt, something like this is for you or this is all for you or whatever it is. What do you think about a funny pair of underpants you're putting on to heighten the romance and the gamemanship of the work you're doing, for her? You're getting your body ready for her. I get it. The reason I do my crunches, I do my squats. Yeah, you're welcome. Yes. You're welcome, sweetheart. Yeah.
Yes.
That way she's reminded every day of the sacrifice that I'm making. I can get behind that.
And Jordan, listen, you believe in what you're saying, so we fully support the rationale. And I think you're right. This should buy you a little something. So this is a negotiating chip.
You're welcome on the back of a pair of tidy whities.
It's great.
That you get like a 10-pack of them on Etsy.
Yes.
That every day you work, you put them on and she's watching you bend over your butt. It says, you're welcome.
Yes.
Jordan, I gotta say, is a pretty big win for you.
And then the next time debating whether you want burgers or Thai food, you get to tip it over the edge for Thai food because of your welcomes.
Now, is this something you're going to do, Jordan?
I think we can get behind that one. I think so.
Really? Okay, good.
There we go.
Can you throw Jamie back on the phone?
Yeah, I will.
Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Jordan.
All right. I think I can get behind that, too.
So you guys, you're both pretty happy with this solution.
Yes, because he'll be covered.
Jamie, it's your job. It's your job now to get him the underpants with the thing on it.
Yes.
He's a man of efficiency.
Yeah, he doesn't have time for this. He can't be going on Etsy.
Jamie, he works from 8 to 5, and then he's got a stretch, and he can barely fucking dry himself.
Elon Musk's
wife wanted him in a pair of underpants, she's buying them.
You are married to Yoga Warren Buffett. Get in line.
So I think the compromise is this.
Sorry,
Jordan will wear the underpants, but you got to bring them to him, and you have to have them in the bathroom. So put a little stack in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. So when he does it, Jamie,
listen, with great.
It's not a problem for Jordan.
Well, yes.
Jamie, only the underpants. Jamie, this is your part. Do you understand
you're married the to work Joe he's Biden.
Doing to his body? He's doing it for you.
Good Lord.
He is creating a sexual fucking Jamie, pyramid when you for you to climb
call
on.
Back,
he's
you
a
will
jungle gym, goddammit.
See, Jake has taken some really bizarre turns on it. And honestly, I'm just going to tell you, we got to the best place possible considering how much Jake was blowing in the wind on this call. So
I think we came to a good ending.
We did. And I think an end is the only place we could come to when we're talking about covering up the ass. But I will say, I think that this is as good as it gets. And we give free advice that is free. But I think on this one, the price tag will be... We want a picture of him in these stretching with the face blurred out.
Or just the underpants.
Or just the underpants. Okay. And but then one with him one with him without. Sorry, I'm pushing it.
We'll blur that out. Can you send us a photo of the underpants with what you you're welcome. You can even put your name on it too. You're welcome, Jamie. However you guys want to decide.
And this is our first time asking for someone to send us a picture of their underpants.
Not the first time you've ever asked that.
No, not the first time I've asked. The first time on air.
Yeah, Gareth is like, that's the 850th time I've asked for a woman to send me a photo of the
and
underpants.
And this will be the first time I get the yes. And it's of her husband. It's of her
husband. Jamie and Jordan, we appreciate your call.
Yeah, good luck. Keep us posted. Thank
Thanks,
you.
Guys. We're Here to Help is hosted by Jake Johnson
and Gareth Reynolds.
The show is produced and edited by Kevin Bartelt, and the associate producer and editor is AJ McKeon.
Our social media director is Caitlin Tanwakio, and our video editor is John DeBruin.
The theme song is made by Oliver Raleigh, and you can check out his music at oliverraleigh.com. That's Oliver, R-A-L-L-I.com.
The album artwork is by James Fosdyke. You can find him on Instagram at James_Fosdyke, D-I-K-E. And if you'd like to see me do stand-up on the road, go to GarethReynolds.com.
And if you'd like to be on the show, email us your question at helpfulpod@gmail.com.
All of the advice given on We're Here to Help is for entertainment purposes only, and all listeners should be adults and make their own decisions.